Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早上好。
Thank the Lord for the song from our choir.
我们感谢神为我们的诗班所唱的歌，感谢神。
So I think that many of you are expecting us to continue on in our family series.
我知道今天我们大家很多人都以为我们就是会继续我们的家庭婚姻系列。
And I think we all want to hear about how do we build that family that can be blessed by God.
我们知道我们每一位都想听到如何建造一个蒙神祝福的家庭。
But you know what? This Sunday was actually scheduled to be a baptism Sunday.
其实今天 这个主日，今天这个主日是，其实我们是已经安排好的，是敬礼的一个主日。
And even though we don't have anyone lined up ready to be baptized.
虽然我们今天没有人来接受敬礼。
You know, Pastor James and I were talking and thinking and praying about this, and we felt it's still important to maybe take a break from our family series and talk about this whole concept that we see in the scripture of baptism.
那就是范长老和我呢，就是商量了以后呢，觉得我们今天就暂停，就暂时不讲家庭的系列，我们来讲一讲我们敬礼这个概念，也是对我们来说也是挺重要的。
So I think even this whole concept of baptism, there's gonna be either one, people who are new or you're not that familiar with faith in Christ Jesus and.So we don't know much about baptism. That's going to be a section of the people here.
我们知道，特别是对我们一些新来的朋友，或者新比较信心比较就是新的基督徒来说，敬礼这个概念是其实还是不是很清楚的。
And then I think second, there's a type of person here that we've become so accustomed to doing church activities.These are quotes, right? Like just doing all the different activities in the church.
第二个呢，我们也知道，就是我们有些就是通常来教会的人，都有些可能已经很习惯于我们教会的一些这些仪式，或者做这些就是常规的活动，教会的这些常规的活动。
But then sometimes when we're so accustomed to doing the things of the church, the things that we're doing actually become...ritualistic and lose its meaning.
但是有时候呢，我们通常是这么习惯的做一些这些活动，我们把它看作了我们把它当做了一种仪式，我们所做的事情呢，往往就丢失了真正的意义。
Right, it just becomes another activity.
这些事情呢，就成为了我们所通常所做的另外一种活动，另外一件事情。
And so I think we need to kind of dig into baptism a little bit this morning.
所以呢，我觉得今天早上呢，我们应该就是再研究一下这个敬礼这个概念。
And think about the wonder and the mystery of baptism.
我们也应该来思考一下我们敬礼的奇妙。
Why don't we go to God together in prayer?
我们来一起祷告。
Oh, Father, we come before you as brothers and sisters and also friends who do not yet know you.
父神，我们我们兄弟姐妹还有一些朋友并不认识你的朋友一同来到你的面前。
And Lord, would you remind us as your children that you are here with us?
神啊，我们是你的孩子，我们需要你提醒我们，你是和我们在一起的。
And that we are here because of you.
我们在今天在这里原因是因为是因为你。
And so, if we're here because of you, we want to turn our attention to you.
既然我们今天的原因在这里的原因是因为你，我们要把所有的我们不要把所有的焦点都聚集在你的身上。
Lord, sometimes it's hard to hear from you because our heart is.Covered with so much pride.
因为我们的内心是骄傲的，所以有时候我们也知道我们很难听进你的话语。
But I pray that this morning you would humble us so that we may receive from you.
但是我要祷告愿你使我们谦卑，所以我们可以接受你。
We are not here by accident.
我们并不是意外的来到这里今天。
And we don't want to be here just because of a routine.
我们并不想并不想当作一种习惯来到这里。
And do things without any meaning.
做一些毫无意义的事情。
But Lord, we want to come before you even now and be reminded of the meaning of why it's important to be fed by your words.
神啊，我们来到你的面前，我们需要我们需要知道听你的话语，听神的话语是多么的重要。
So we pray that you would speak to us and feed us this morning as we worship you.
我们祷告你会和我们同在，用你的话语来浇灌我们。
Oh, Jesus, we love you.
耶稣，我们爱你。
Help us, we pray.
我们请你帮助我们。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
So I remember a couple of years ago, every few years in the youth group, we would have these things, these special nights where we celebrate and we give thanks to all of our parents.
我记得呢，就是我们每隔几年呢，就会这样子，就是让我们的年轻人，我们有个特别的晚上，让我们的年轻人来感恩于他们的父母。
It's called Parents Appreciation Night.
我们称作是感恩父母之夜。
And it's usually just this beautiful evening where all the youth get dressed up really handsome and really pretty.
那天晚上呢，所有的年轻人呢都会穿着打扮很漂亮。
And we prepare them to share these tributes, these letters of gratitude to their parents.
他们呢也准备了一些感恩的话语给他们父母听。
And then they try to make food.
然后他们也会准备一些食物。
And then we serve it to the parents.
他们也会就是把他们准备的食物呢端到他们的父母桌上孝敬他们的父母。
It's just a wonderful night.
这是一个非常美好的晚上。
And then it's a night where you rarely see like these young people get all dressed up.
同时这个晚上呢也就是你很难得的看到就是所有的这些年轻人呢都是穿着的非常
正式。These young teenagers putting on like a beautiful dress.The girls would put on a dress.
这些十几岁的年轻女孩都穿着漂亮的裙子。
And then these young men would be like 小帅哥 you know, they would have like these nice shirts and ties and nice suits and tennis shoes usually.
这些年轻的男孩子也是西装领带非常的帅。
And I remember seeing this one teenager who's almost never dressed up, and it was Joshua.
我记得就是我看到就是我们的年轻人 Joshua 就是我以前从来没有看到他这样的打扮。
Oh, he had just a nice pressed shirt and a nice tie, slacks, and sneakers, he was dressed nice.
他穿着西装带着领带非常的帅。
And then he was getting ready, he was lining up to go and read his letter to his parents.
当他就是排着队要给他父母轮到他读他就是给他父母他写给他父母的这封信的时候。
And so he reaches down and he pulls out a pair of glasses and he puts them on.
在他等的轮到他的时候他拿出了一副眼镜戴起来。
And I go, wow, Josh, when did you get glasses? I didn't know you wore glasses. I've never seen you with glasses.
那我就很奇怪我就问他你什么时候开始戴眼镜了我从来没有看见你戴眼镜过。
And I said, did your eyes go bad?
我就问他你现在近视眼了吗
He goes, oh, no, these are fake. I just wear these to look cool.
他说这些眼镜并不是没有度数的我就是戴着它就是让我看去更帅一点。
And I said, what?
我就很惊讶。
I said, you have good eyes.
你视力非常好。
But you want to look like you have bad eyes.
但是你想看上去好像是近视眼一样。
I don't understand that.
我不能理解。
And then I remember like last year when Kevin was living at our house.
我记得去年就是 Kevin 住在我们家时候。
He actually has bad eyes.
他其实眼睛不是很好。
And so he puts on contacts often.
他通常是戴隐形眼镜的。
And then sometimes though, he would put on a pair of glasses.
但是有时候呢，他也会戴一副眼镜。
Fake glasses.
没有度数的眼镜。
Over his contacts.
在他戴了隐形眼镜以后，他再戴一副没有度数的眼镜。
So you're wearing contacts to hide your bad eyes.
所以他是戴着隐形眼镜来纠正他的视力。
But then you're putting on fake glasses to show that you have bad eyes.
然后他再戴一副没有度数的眼镜来。
And I said, why do you do that?
我就很奇怪，就问他你为什么要这样做呢？
To look cool.
他说这样子看上去更帅一点。
It is one of the strangest things I ever imagined.
这是我看到的最奇怪的一件事情之一。
One of my best friends, Frank, he used to do that when we were young too.
我的朋友 Frank 年轻的时候也是这样子的。
I had bad eyes.
我的视力不好。
I wore glasses.
我戴眼镜。
And so he bought a pair of glasses.
所以他也买了一副眼镜。
And I said, are your eyes bad?
我就问他你也近视吗？
No, he goes, this is to look cool.
他说妹妹我的眼睛很好这只是看上去帅一点。
But now he's old.
但是他现在长大了。
老了。And now he has real glasses.
他现在戴眼镜是真的是
But I don't think it's cool. Because it's strange to me.
这些事情我就觉得很奇怪。
It's so odd to see people want to wear glasses when their eyes are perfectly good.
当我看到这些视力很好的人，想戴眼镜，戴着眼镜，我就觉得非常奇怪。
And I still wonder after all these years, why do you want to do that?
这么多年以来，我一直在想，为什么大家还是这样做呢？
What is the reason for that?
原因是什么呢？
What's the meaning behind that?
意义是什么呢？
And you know, this week I was thinking and praying about our topic today on baptism.
那这个礼拜呢就是我就在思考并且为我们今天的主题祷
告。And I was just imagining when non-believers come to our church.
我就在想象就是有一些非信徒来到我们教会的时候。
And then they see us every now and then with a big old tub of water.
他们有时候会看到我们有在我们的活动室里有一缸水。
And then they see some excited people.
他们也看到有些人很兴奋。
And then they're getting...pushed down into the water.
他们被按到水里。
And they come out.
然后他们出来。
And everyone goes, oh, and they sing a song.
然后我们大家就拍手唱歌。
And I was just thinking this week.
所以这个礼拜我就在想。
If I was a non-believer.
如果我是一位非信徒。
I would be wondering, what are they doing?
我肯定会很奇怪他们这些人在做什么呢？
Why are they so happy being pushed down in the water, almost drowning and then coming up?
为什么他们被按到水里再出来以后会这么开心呢？
What is the meaning behind what they do?
那他们做这些事情的意义是什么呢？
And I'm sure the questions arise for all of us at times.
我知道在不同的时候这些问题肯定每个人都有这些不同的问题。
What is the reason why we do that?
那我们做这些事情的理由是什么呢？
What does it mean?
意义是什么呢？
What does it show us?
那我们能够所看到的是什么呢？
And if it's showing us something, who should get baptized?
那如果我们看到了，那谁应该受这个浸礼呢？
Because I know that there's a lot of kids, like those little kids.
我知道有一些很小的孩子。
That if we just ask them, who wants to go in the water today?
我如果我们问这些小孩子，谁要下水？
I know my son would say, I do.
我知道我的儿子肯定会马上说我要进去。
But if you knew the real meaning,
如果你知道这个真正的意义的话
maybe he wouldn't.
他或许如果他知道这个真正的意义的话他或许不会进去。
And see, it made me think that a lot of times in the church,
所以我就在想很多时候在教会里
we do a lot of activities, a lot of things within the church of Jesus.
我们知道我们在耶稣的教会里我们做很多一些不同的活动。
That we could get caught up in just doing all these activities.
有时候我们就忙于做这些活动。
And if you're around long enough,
如果你在教会里待的时间够长的话
these things that really should be full of meaning,
那这些所有的活动这些活动应该对你来说是非常有意义的。
They end uplosing its meaning.
但是因为你时间待得太长了反而这些事情对你失去了意义。
And then it just becomes a ritual.
这就变这些事情呢就变成了一种仪式。
And then if we're not careful,
如果我们不小心的话
we just start copying and doing what Christians do,
我们呢 只仅仅在就是在模仿这些基督徒的做的事情。
We start to just behave like the other Christians behave,
我们呢就按照其他基督徒怎么做我们就照着怎么做。
But if we're not clear on the meaning of the things that we do,
如果我们不明白我们所做这些事情的真正意义的话
then all we get focused on is the outward actions.
那我们所注重的只是外在的表现。
And then we miss out on addressing the real thing, which is the heart.
但是我们却错过了就是我们却没有真正的了解到我们内心是怎么内在的意义。
We miss out on what God wants to do with our heart on the inside.
我们没有真正理解神需要我们内心是怎么去做的。
And so,If we miss out on the meanings of the things that we do,
如果我们我们不理解我们所做这些事情的意义
we miss how that is supposed to affect us on the inside.
如果我们不知道这些事情应该是如何真正影响我们内心的
You with me this morning? Yes?
你们有没有
听懂吗？听懂吗？听进去吗 ？Right? Baptism is one of those things.
那敬礼其实就是这些事情的其中之一。
Because baptism is something that we see in God's word is so important for Christians.
我们知道敬礼对基督徒来说是非常重要的一件事。
It's something that is over and over again stressed in the New Testament.
我们知道敬礼在新约里一次又一次的被提到。
Almost as soon as someone comes to faith in Christ Jesus,
当有人来到主耶稣面前信靠主耶稣的时候
we see that they are being baptized.
我们就立刻我们知道我们他们就被他们就受浸了。
In the book of Acts,
在使徒行传里
like chapter 16,
第16章
you'll see that when the gospel was going into Macedonia,
我们看到在16章看到当福音被传到马其顿的时候
It says that this lady named Lydia
我们看到有一个妇女名叫吕迪亚
It says that the Lord opened her heart when she heard the good news of Jesus
她在当这里在说吕迪亚当她听到福音的时候主就开导了他的心
The Lord opened her heart
主开导了他的心
And she believed
她相信了
She was saved
她得救了
Because the Lord opened her heart when she heard
因为神开导了她的心
And as soon as she was saved
当她得救了以后
She was baptized
她就马上受了浸
And then a little bit later inChapter 16,
在第十六章后面
it talks about this Philippian jailer.
也提到这位叫做 Philippian jailer.
And it says the same thing. It says that because he heard the good news of Jesus, he was saved. He believed and was saved.
因为他听到了耶稣的福音，他得救了。
And then it says that he was baptized, and the scripture says at once.
经文上说他立刻就受了浸受了洗
You see the importance of baptism all throughout the New Testament.
你有没有看到就是通过新约里面也提到这个浸礼的重要性
It is something so important that even God's son Jesus Christ himself was baptized.
甚至神自己的亲生儿子耶稣也受了浸礼
And it's so important to Jesus
对耶稣来说这是多么的
That in his great commission to all of his church,
当他带着大使命来到他的教会的时候
He says, you church need to go out and make disciples.
当他带着大权柄来到教会的时候他跟教会里说教会
And an important part of being a disciple,
你们要去建设门徒
okay,
要去
okay, And an important part of leading followers of Jesus is that they're baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
你们所以耶稣说你们要做我的门徒奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
So we see that baptism is so important.
所以我们看到浸礼是如此的重要。
It's important for anyone who has placed their faith in Jesus.
对每一个人来对每一个信靠主耶稣的人来说浸礼是非常重要的。
But why is it, besides the fact that Jesus commanded it?
除了耶稣要求我们这样做那为什么这是为什么这是重要的呢
？And what does it show us？
那我们在这里看到了什么呢
？And so today, what I wanted to unpack for us is if we turn our Bibles to Romans chapter 6。
让我们来翻开圣经到罗马书第六章。
And hopefully you're already triggering. This is an important picture of baptism.
这在罗马书第六章描述了一幅非常就是
一个很
重
要
的图案就是我们关于敬礼的一个图案
So let's read chapter 6 You could follow it up here on the cool picture of water
让我们来看第六章
We're going to look at verses 1 through 4
第一到第四节
What shall we say then? Are we bound? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound?
这样怎么说呢我们可以人在罪中叫恩典显多吗
By no means.
断乎不可。
How can we who died to sin still live in it?
我们在罪上死了的人岂可人在罪中活着呢
Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗
We were buried therefore with him by baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father we too might walk in newness of life
所以我们借着洗礼归入死和他一同埋葬原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样
So I think there are two things today that we're going to unpack from these verses
我们今天呢就是要来研究特别研究两点。
And the very first point that you could immediately begin to see from this is that those with genuine faith have died with Christ and have been made alive with Christ.
第一点就是我们可以看到的从这个经文上可以看到就是第一点就是那些有真正信靠在真正信靠耶稣的在受洗的时候归入已经归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死然后又复活
Right? So you can see that for everyone with genuine faith there is a there's been a death and a new life
你们看到那些真正信靠主耶稣的有一个、
That's right.
他们先死先归入他的死然后又复活
This should immediately begin to clarify what baptism is and what it is not.
那这个就马上就很清楚的讲清了就是敬礼是什么和不是什么。
You see, baptism is not supposed to be an empty ritual.
那敬礼不是一种空洞的仪式。
It is not a meaningless initiation into a social club of people.
敬礼也不是说也不是说那种毫无意义的让你进入那种社会俱乐部的一个前奏。
No, it has to do with someone with genuine faith.
敬礼的人是有一颗真正的心，一颗真正的信心的。
Someone who knows that there has been something that occurred inwardly.
这些人知道他们的内心有了已经有了改变。
That a change has occurred, yeah, inwardly, yeah.
他们的内心，他们已经有内在的改变。
That's what we see in verse 3 and verse 4.
我们在第三、第四节就看到。
See, do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ were baptized into his death?
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗
And then verse 4 says, we were buried therefore with him by baptism into death in order that... Okay, read that.
第四节,所以我们借着洗礼归入死和他一同埋葬
Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in this newness of life.
原是叫我们一举一动有兴盛的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活。
And I think what's really precious about these verses,
我觉得最珍贵的是,
is that God's word is showing us what happens inside of someone.
那神的话语就在显示给我们看，就是 这些信徒的，这些人的内在的一个改变。
This is what's happening to someone who is a Christian.
这就是 那些基督徒内在的改变。
It's not talking about just raising your hand somewhere.
这并不是说你举一个手就行了。
Or that you pray a prayer.
或者你祷告了。
Those are not wrong.
这些并不错。
But this is explaining something that is happening inside the life of a believer.
但是这是在解释我们这些信徒内在的改变。
And what I think a lot of times is when we first get saved, when we first come to faith, we don't know all this stuff that's happening.
我知道很多时候当我们 就是刚刚得救的时候我们不知道有这些改变。
We don't know the words for what is occurring in us.
我们不知道我们内心在做如何的改变。
And that's okay.
这并没有关系。
Sometimes I get a chance to talk to people who are really clear that they want to get baptized.
有时候我和有些人交谈，他们非常的清楚，他们要 想要受浸礼。
And I love those conversations.
我非常喜爱这样的对话。
Because they're so new in their faith.
因为他们的信心非常的新。
They don't really know all the right words to say.
他们并不知道就是如何 用正确的话语去描述。
But many times in these conversations.
但是很多时候这些对话。
You can see the genuineness of their faith.
从这些对话当中，你可以看到他们这个纯真的信心。
And they know that something has changed in their life.
他们知道他们的生命已经被改变了。
They know that at one point they were just far off from God.
他们知道他们以前就是远离神的。
They know that at some point God meant nothing to them.
他们也知道以前神对他们来说是毫无意义的。
They know that at some point they had no relationship with God.
他们以前和神是并没有关系的。
But now all of that has changed.
但是现在他们知道所有这一切都变了。
They know that God means something to them.
他们知道神对他们来说有一种意义。
They believe that Jesus did something for them.
他们知道耶稣对他们做了一些什么。
And now they where at one point they had no love for God, they had no love for Jesus.
但是, 在过去他们对, 主耶稣并没有爱。
And they're telling me like, I love Jesus now.
但现在呢, 他们跟我说, 我现在真的爱耶稣。
And they may not know how to say it,
或许他们并不知道如何去表达。
But they're starting to express that at one point I was dead and now I'm alive.
但是他们, 是这样表达的, 以前我觉得我是死的, 但是现在我觉得我是活了。
Because that's what happens.
这就是, 这就是, 在他们内心所发生的改变。
That's the word that scripture gives us.
这就是, 经文里是描述的。
You were dead because of your sin to God.
因为你对神犯了罪, 你是死的以前。
And now, you're alive because of forgiveness and life in Christ.
但是现在你在主耶稣里面是活的。
You see, that's why in our baptism class,
所以在我们那个, 敬礼的, 辅导班上,
and whenever Pastor Jay and I talk with people,
当范长老和我, 和大家交流的时候,
we're always trying to express this reality.
所以我们, 通常希望能够我们能够就是表达这个
And we're listening to hear how they express that, even in their own words. It doesn't have to be perfect.
我们同时呢，当我们在解释的时候，同时呢，我们也在聆听他们的表达。
And we always try to share this concept, and I didn't come up with these words, but it was just a great set of words that help us. That baptism is the outward testimony of what has occurred inwardly in the life of a believer.
我们总是和我们这些信徒呢解释，敬礼是一个信徒生命内在的改变，行诸于外的外在见证。Right?
Because this is the reality of what we see throughout Scripture.
这就是我们在经文上看到的真实的情形。That
as soon as someone is saved,
当一个人被得救的时候,
they get dunked into the water.
他们来到水里。
As soon as someone comes to faith in Christ,
当一个人, 信靠了主耶稣,
there's a shift that occurs.
当这个转变发生了以后
they just want to get baptized, or they get baptized.
他们就立刻受浸礼。
Right, so I want to clarify this point.
我想讲明这一点。
Baptism is for those who have come out of spiritual death into spiritual life.
那浸礼呢是给那些从以前灵命上是死的，现在灵命上已经活了的人的。
For those who have been rescued from darkness and come into the light.
是给那些以前是活在黑暗里的，现在来有了光明。
So I want to say this very slowly and very clearly.
我要很清楚很慢地跟大家讲清这一点。
Do you get baptized in order to get saved?
你接受浸礼是为了要得救吗？
And the answer to that is no.
那这个答案肯定是不是的。
You get baptized because you are saved.
你接受浸礼是因为你已经得救了。
So do I get that?Clarification here.
那大家有没有清楚这一点？
Okay. You don't get baptized to join in a social club.
你受浸并不是来参加一个社会俱乐部。
And you don't get baptized so that you can just be labeled a Christian.
你受浸礼并不是说你就可以称为基督徒了。
No, it's not those two things.
这些并不是这样的。
You get baptized because you're saved.
你受浸是因为你已经得救了。
You get baptized because you know you've been rescued from spiritual death into spiritual life.
你受浸是因为你知道你从灵命的死亡已经来到了已经有了灵命。
And those people who have been brought to life want to be identified with Jesus.
那这些有新生命的人就想和耶稣一样。
Because that's part of baptism. It's just getting put in the water and showing everybody I belong to Jesus now.
就像受浸礼一样的，我们进入水里以后，然后出来，就向大家宣告我现在属于耶稣基督了。
And so I was thinking, if you ever ask the question, should I get baptized?
所以我在想，如果你问这个问题，我应该受浸吗？
Here's a few common questions that I was thinking about.
那有这几个问题，就是我知道大家通常会问。
And sometimes this holds people back from being baptized.
有些时候这些问题可能会使大家犹豫到底要不要受浸。
Okay, so our first question is like, do I need to wait until I am a mature and steady Christian before I get baptized?
那第一个问题就是我需要等到我是一个成熟的基督徒才能受浸礼吗？
And the answer to that is no.
那这个
Good.
答案肯定是不是。
You don't have to wait until you are a mature Christian.
你并不需要等到你是一个成熟的基督徒。
That's not the pattern that we see in Scripture.
在经文上并没有这样讲。
So the question of, well, do I need to... Isn't there another question there? Okay.Do I need to have my life perfect before I get baptized?
那我需要等到我的生命完美以后才能受浸礼吗？
And the answer to that is no.
那这个问题也是不是的。
In fact, you will never be a perfect Christian on this side of heaven.
事实上，我们永远也不会成为一个完美的基督徒。
We have to all accept that about ourselves.
我们一定要接受这个事实。
Okay, I have to learn to accept that about myself.
我也自己要学着接受这个。
I'm not going to be a perfect Christian on this side of heaven.
我们不会成为一个完美的基督徒。
And so this should not hold me back from being baptized.
所以这一点并不能成为阻碍我受浸的理由。
But do I need to have believed and trusted in Jesus as the one who saved me?
那我是不是需要相信主耶稣相信他是这位拯救我的神呢？
And the answer to that question is yes.
那这个答案是的。
I do need to have put my trust in the saving grace of Jesus.
我一定需要信靠这位拯救我的主耶稣。
Do I need to believe that I have been rescued because of God's great love for us?
那我是不是要相信就是因为神的大爱我才得救的呢？
Yes.
是的。
Yes, I do need to believe that God so loved the world that he allowed his son to die on the cross for me to rescue me from death into life.
我是要相信因为神是如此的爱我甚至将他的独生 子耶稣赐给我，赐给我们，拯救我们。
You see, do I need to acknowledge that there has been a shift in my life where I once had no relationship with God, and now I know that the shift has created something, a connection with God?
那我是不是需要承认我以前我这个转变呢？我以前和神是根本没有关系的，但是因为这个转变，我知道我和神有了关系。
So you see that this is more than intellectual assent or just some intellectual knowledge.
那你觉得这个是只是一种智力上的这个只是一些智力上的知识吗
？It's absolutely not just 智力上的知识 ，right? It is not just intellectual knowledge.In fact, I would dare caution for anyone here that that is one of the most dangerous places in the world to be.
所以我其实我要在这里警告大家，这个是如果你仅仅是智力上的知识的话，这是非常非常的危险的。
When you only have an intellectual concept.Of this.
如果你仅仅只是只有头脑上的知识。
And yet there has been no shift in your allegiances and your desires and your and there's been no shift. There's been no change in your life.
但是你的生命你的内心并没有转变的话，这是非常仅仅是如果你的知识仅仅局限在你的头脑上，这是非常的危险。
You see, this is not intellectual agreement.
这不是一个心灵头脑。
It is a genuine conversion of your mind and your soul.
这是一个头脑、心灵和意志上的真正交流。
There is some evidence that Jesus has made a difference in your life.
很明显，耶稣正在改变我的生命。
That doesn't mean that you've again been transformed to a mature believer.
但这并不是指你马上就被马上就被变成一个成熟的基督徒。
But it's not just an intellectual agreement either.
但这也不是仅仅是你头脑上的知识。
Here's what it tells us in the book of Ephesians chapter 2.
我们来看以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 and 5.
第四和第五节。
So you're going to turn your Bibles to that.
以弗所书第二章第四和第五节。
I love this. You know, did I say verse 2? What did I say? 4. Okay. Oh man, I wish I could start from verse 2. But verse 4. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, He made us alive.Together with Christ, it is by this grace that you've been saved.
然而，神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩。
This is what a true and a genuine believer believes. They believe this.
这就是一个有真正信心的信徒所相信的。
Those with genuine faith believe this.
那些有真正信心的信徒相信这些。
They believe in the rich mercy of God.
他们相信神的怜悯。
They believe that they were sinners once dead.
他们相信他们以前是罪人，以前是死的。
They knew that they're dead because of their sin against God.
他们是死的，是因为他们对神犯了罪。
And you cannot have genuine faith without this recognition.
如果你不认识到这一点，你就没有一个真正的信心。
I remember when a lot of the people here were baptized.
我记得我们在座的当中有很多人受洗。
The last person that was baptized was Maggie's sister-in-law named Lily.
我们上次最近给一位受洗的就是Maggie 的小姑子 Lily.
And those of us who stayed around to see and listen and watch Lily get baptized.
我知道我们当时有很多人也在周围观礼。
You heard in her testimony.
我们也听到了她的见证。
That Lily knew that she was a sinner and she needed Jesus.
Lily 知道她是罪人，她需要耶稣。
And if you looked at her.She's like this sweet lady.
你看她的时候，你知道她是一个非常美善的 女孩子。
I remember when so many of our youth get baptized at our church.
我也记得我也记得我们当中这些年轻的孩子受洗的时候。
Like Sophia.
就像 Sophia 一样。
Or like Amy sitting next to her.
或者 Amy.
Or you know, Ellie and Val and Savi and all these like, these are all these sweet, adorable girls in our youth group.
这些都是非常美善的女孩子，在我们年轻人当中。
They laugh. But to me, because I don't see, I don't mention the boys, because I know the boys. They're, you know, they're clearly sinners. You know. But see, when you look at some of these little young women, they're so sweet and adorable.
当我们看这些年轻的孩子，他们是如此的美丽善良。
But when you see them get baptized,
当你看到他们受浸礼的时候。
You hear them say that they know that they're sinners.
你们也听到他们自己也说他们是罪人。
They each knew that they were in sin and far from God, and they knew that Jesus had to save them.
他们也都知道他们对神犯了罪，远离了神，但是耶稣来拯救了他们。
You see, those with genuine faith believed that God was rich in mercy towards them.
你有没有看到这些有真正信心的人？我们相信神是有怜悯的。
Those with genuine faith know that God had to have such a great love over them.
那些有真正信心的人知道神对我们的神对我们有大爱。
Just this last weekend, we were at the retreat preaching to the youth.
就像在这个过去的这个周末，我们年轻人有一个冬令会。
And in one of the messages, we were talking about God's great love for us as sinners.
我们其中的一个主题就是神对我们罪人的大爱。
That in order to bring us close and bridge us to God, Jesus had to lay down his life for us.
为了把我们带领到神的面前来，耶稣牺牲了自己。
We talked about God having to pour all his wrath on his son Jesus instead of on us.
神把所有的一切都降所有一切的愤怒都降在了耶稣的身上，其实这些都是应该是我们所得的。
And I played the short video just depicting the pain and the wrath that Jesus absorbed for us.
我也就是让他们看了一个很短的就是影片，就是耶稣为我们所受的。
And you know what?
你知道吗？
Many of our youth were weeping.
我看到我们当中有很多年轻的孩子都在哭。
They were just weeping.
他们看着这个短影片都在哭。
Because they knew.
因为他们知道。
They knew how much God loved them.
他们知道神是多么的爱他们。
And they know it's not fair.
他们知道。
But they knew that Jesus took it all for them.
他们知道这并不公平，但是主耶稣还是把一切的都归在他自己的身上。
That's faith.
这就是信心。
That's faith.
这就是信心。
And so whenever we see a baptism,
所以无论何时我们看到浸礼的时候，
that's the faith that we see on display.
我们就看到这个信心，浸礼就是这个信心的外
在表现。So whenever we see a baptism, it should inspire us and remind us.
所以我们看到一个浸礼的时候，其实这个浸礼应该是激励我们的。
Every time we talk about baptism,
每次我们来谈论这个浸礼这个话题的
时候， throughout this week, it's been reminding me,
这个整个礼拜其实我都在提醒我，
that I was once dead and God made me alive.
我以前是死的，神让我活了。
That I was once dark in darkness and had no relationship with Him, but He has brought me into the light and now I have relationship.
我以前是在黑暗里的，我以前和神是没有关系的，但是现在神把我带到了光明之中，我和神有了关系。
That's why people get baptized.
这就是为什么
You see that?
为什么人要接受浸礼？
Because they want to show and tell everyone this picture.
因为他们要把这一切告诉大家。
I want to tell others that I now know how much God loves me.
我要告诉大家神是多么的爱我。
And I want to now tell everyone how much I love God.
我也要告诉大家我是多么的爱神。
That's why baptism is a lot of times compared to a wedding day.
所以很多时候敬礼我们把敬礼比作比喻成一个婚姻。
A wedding is a public display. It's a public profession that two people love each other.
婚礼就是我们一个在大家面前一个公开的宣布，就是两个人相爱。
And they're celebrating this.
他们并且为这个而庆祝。
That's why we used to sing this song. I just stopped singing it because it gets annoying after a while. But it's like, oh happy day.
我们以前通常会唱这种 oh happy day 的歌。
Oh happy day, 快乐日。
快乐日。
快乐日 ，right? Oh, 好快乐今天一日。It's so happy this day. Because this is the day I want to tell everyone I love Jesus.
因为这一天我要告诉大家我爱主耶稣。
I'm not choosing to love Jesus today.
我没有选择今天爱主耶稣。
No, I already have been brought from death into life. I already have committed my love to Jesus.
我已经从死里复活，我已经把自己承诺给耶稣了。
That's why we say a lot of times baptism is like a wedding day. It's so special.
所以我们有时候会说敬礼日就像婚礼日一样。
But instead of putting on nice clothes,
但是我们并没有穿着就像婚礼上那天那样。
You take off your clothes and you get in water.
你穿一件黑袍。
Yeah, 黑袍。So even as we're doing this baptism, we are showing everyone this picture.
所以我们在敬礼的时候就是要让大家看到这幅画。
That something is being depicted here.There's a picture being depicted. There's something portrayed.
所以这幅画呢就在这里被描述。
Because like what we saw in Romans 6, 3 and 4, we saw that we were buried into death with Christ.
我们在罗马书上看到就是我们和基督一同埋葬。
And so there's this picture where...The baptism is not just like a wedding, but it's almost like a funeral.
So we're in this.
It's a wedding and funeral on the same day.
We're in here. We also see that the baptism is not like a wedding. Sometimes it's a little bit like a funeral. We're with Jesus Christ in the tomb.
Because it's portraying that as I'm going into the water,
we're being immersed in
water. I'm dying.
我已经死亡。
There is a dead old me.
那我的老我，我的老我已死。
This old me is dying, and all my sins of all my life is being buried in the water.
这个老我加上我所有的罪都在水里埋葬了。
And this dead me stays in the water.
那这个老我就在水里待。
And my sins, they stay in the water.
我的罪也在水里埋。
Because like Romans said, when I come out, I'm baptized into Christ's resurrection.
就像罗马书所说的，当我从水里出来的时候，我是和就像基督耶稣复活一样。
And so when you see people coming out with water splashed all over them,
所以当你看到人从水里出来的时候
，That's a picture of the new life.
这就是我们所看到的这个新的生命。
That's the picture of the new me.
这是一个新的我。
There's not something special with the water.
这个水并没有什么特殊的。
We didn't pipe the water in from Jerusalem, okay?
我们没有从耶路撒冷拿来这个。
We can't.
We
can't kill vampires with this blood, this water. Okay? 你不能把那个僵尸把它弄死 ，okay? Like you can't kill anything with this water. It's not special water.
这并不是一个特别的水。
We don't save it.
我们也不保留这个水。
It's just Rancho Cucamonga tap water.
这个是很平常的水。
But it's what's happening.
但是这里描述的是什么就是我们所发生的这一切。
Because it's what God is doing.
因为神是这样做的。
That's what makes it special. You with me?
因为神是这样做的，所以我
们知道这是很特殊的。It's kind of like this wedding day.
我们看到有没有看到有点像婚礼。
So that's so happy.
我们大家都很开心。
And then you see this. Oh, it reminds me that there's a funeral going on.
然后同时呢，也提醒我们这里有一个葬礼一样。
Have you ever been to a wedding and a funeral on the same day? Oh, see, that's why Christianity is so special.
你们大家有没有同一天去过婚礼和葬礼呢
？But then it's almost like the day that, like someone gave birth to new life.
然后呢，又像就是有人就是。 有一个婴孩出生，一个新的婴孩、
right?
婴儿出生。
Oh, so it's happy and then funerally and then happy, right?
然后我们看到这个开心的事件，然后葬礼，
oh, 快乐日，快乐日 ，Happy day. You say that? Happy day.
快乐日。
So that's what's amazing about this. So we see that those with genuine faith have a death in Christ and a new life in Christ. Amen.
所以我们看到这些有真正信心的人在
have this death in Christ, but also
在基督里已死
like a new life, like alive. They're made alive in Christ.
然后在基督里又复活了。
Because that's the second thing that we see in this text, right?
我们在因为在我们所看到的第二点
we see that those with genuine faith will keep on walking in this newness of life.
那些有真正信心的会继续有新生的样式。
In newness of life. Okay, keep in newness of life. That works. It's what Romans shows us is in 4, it says that by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in this newness of life. So those with genuine faith walk in this newness of life.
在罗马书也说到，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样，我们的灵里有新生的样式。
When God saves us,
当神救了我们以后
it is not the end, but the beginning.
当神救了我们的时候，这不是终点，而是起点。
When God saves us,
当神救了我们以后
that is not the destination,
这不是一个我们的目的地
but the beginning of the journey.
但是是我们旅程的开始。
When you get saved,
当你被拯救了后
that is not just the goal.
这不是我们的目标。
That's the beginning of the race.
这是我们竞赛的开始。
Because when you are saved,
因为当你被得救了后
and you have this genuine faith,
你有了一颗真正的信心
it begins this new life, walking in the newness of life.
那你就在这个信心里这个新生命里继续行走。
I don't know about you.
我不知道你怎么想的。
But of all the baptisms that I've ever seen, I've seen a lot of baptisms.
但是我知道我见过非常多的浸礼。
No one ever stays in the water.
没有人在水里不出来的。
Right?No one ever stays in the water.
没有人待在水里不出来的。
Because after death,
因为死了以后
there's always new life.
我们知道我们有新的生命。
For those who are in Christ.
那些在基督里面的。
Sometimes there's a few people that when you're baptizing them, they don't want to go in the water all the way.
有时候我们施洗的时候有些人不想进入水里面去。
I remember when we were baptizing Stephen, I asked them for permission to share this.
我记得我们在给Stephen 施洗礼的时候
Pastor Jay and I were in there and we're dunking Stephen into the water.
范长老和我呢要把 Stephen 按到水里去。
Stephen didn't want to go in all the way. He's fighting us.
他不想全部的进去。
Maybe he's afraid of the water. He's afraid of that death.
他可能有些怕水或者有些怕这个死。
And I could see he's holding his nose.
我知道他捏紧鼻子。
His nose wasn't getting baptized.
他的鼻子并没有进进去。
Oh, Pastor James and I were so concerned.
我们非常的着急。
We're going to see someone in heaven without a nose. And, oh, that's Stephen! just kidding, right? But Pastor James and I had to, you know, we looked at each other, he's got to go in, boom, we pushed him in, right?
所以范长老和我把他按下去了。
But when Stephen went down into the water,
但当Stephen 进入水里以后
he did not stay under the water.
他并没有待在水里。
He came out of the water.
他马上出来了。
And coming out of the water begins his life walking in the newness of life.
他出了水以后他就有了新的生命。
And walking in this.
他就在新的生命里行走。
行走。你有在行走吗 ?Amen. Say it, brother.Yes. Is your nose walking with you? Yes, good. We see, right? We see that. But in all of the baptisms, we've never seen anyone stay in the water. Everyone comes out.
在所有的浸礼里面，我们看到所有的人没有人待在下面的。
So it is with everyone who has new life.
所以每个人都有了新的生命。
They've come out of the water. This word, walk in newness of life, this word is a word used to describe living your life.
这个字在新的生命里行走就是来描述你的新的生命的。
Do you continue to live in this newness of life?
你将会继续在这个新的生命里行走吗?
Because I think sometimes if we're not careful, in our urgency to try to lead people to salvation, in our attempts to lead people into the church, we might forget this part of what it means to follow Jesus. We might say to people, just come to Jesus, you could keep your life as you know it.
或许我们会跟人家说, 来到耶稣的面前, 你可以仍旧保持你原来的生命。
But that's not true.
这并不是真实的。
Because when you come to Christ,
因为当你来到主耶稣的里的时候,
you lose your life as you know it.
因为你已经丢失了你自己的生命。
And this is a good thing.
这是一件好事。
Because when you come to Christ,
因为当你来到主里面,
you find your new life.
你已经找到了你的新的生命。
So that your thinking begins to change.
那你的思维就应该发生了变化。
Your desires begin to change.
你的愿望也改变了。
The dreams and the purpose of your life begins to change.
你的梦想和你的目的全部都改变了。
You start to think differently.
你的思考方式也改变了。
You start to act differently.
你的行为也被改变了。
You start to love differently.
你爱的方式也改变了。
And that's what it represents, walking in this newness of life.
那这一切就代表了就是在新的生命里行走。
It's the end of an old life and the beginning of a new life walking.
这是一个老我的一个终点和一个新我的开始。
So I was talking about last week, we had this youth retreat and just staying on my mind still.
就像我在刚才提到,就是我们上个周末的我们青年团,年轻人的冬令会。
And I was sharing about that message where we're sharing about the love of God for us.
我在分享就是神对我们爱的这个信息。
And we asked if there's any youth, right? And we asked if there's any youth who wants to ask Jesus to be their Savior.
我们也问我们的年轻人谁想要耶稣成为他们的救主。
And so many of them rose their hands.
他们当中有很多人都举起了手。
Amen to that? That was so wonderful.
这是多么的美好。
And you know what was really great is they were meeting in their small groups afterwards.
我们信息分享完了以后,他们呢就在他们小组里的讨论。
Oh, and I love it because when you're young, you're so open.
我非常的喜爱听他们的分享,他们年轻,然后他们又比较愿意分享。
You know, sometimes you get older and you get more ashamed of things to share, but when you're young, you just put it all out there.
因为有时候我们年纪长了,反而就是有时候内心比较就是不愿意分享,但是他们年轻的人都非常的开明,都愿意分享。
And one of the boys, I asked him for permission to share this, he who rose his hand to make a decision.
有一个男孩子举起了手,做了决定。
He's an eighth grade boy.
他是八年级的男孩子。
He came up during our testimony time.
他在我们分享见证的时候上去。
And he shared about his decision to follow Jesus.
他上去分享了他的决定就是要跟随主耶稣。
And he said that in talking in the small groups, one of the older brothers said to him something.
他分享说在他们小组讨论的时候有一个年长的兄弟跟他分享。
He said, you know, this is great.
那位年长的兄弟跟他说这非常的好。
But you're not going to change overnight.
但是你不会马上就改变。
You're not going to become a mature Christian in an instant.
你不会马上就变成一个成熟的基督徒。
But he said, you've taken the first step in a lifelong journey.
但是你在你的生命旅程上已经开始了这个起点。Very
wise words from an older brother.
其实这个年长的兄弟跟他分享的这些话语是非常有智慧的。不是年长的,
just like a 比他年纪大的, you know, like it could have been a high school student, you know, like, right? But 年长 in the high school realm, right? And I thought it was beautiful that sharing.
我觉得他这个分享是非常的美妙。
It was helping that eighth grade boy realize that this is just one step in the rest of your life.
这也帮助了这位男孩子，就是意识到这是仅仅他生命中的一个起点。
That he shouldn't live under a pressure to try to be someone he's not.
他并没有必要有这个压力，就是一定要活出怎样一个人。
But that he can recognize that as he walks with God every day, that God's going to keep changing him.
但是他至少意识到，就是在他每天和神一起行走的时候，神会改变他。
So this eighth grade boy said in his testimony.
所以这位男孩子在他的分享见证当中是这么说的。
He said, "Many of you are advanced."
你们当中有很多人是比我走在前面的。
But today, I'm a beginner.
但是今天我知道我的生命才开始。
Oh, I love that.
我非常喜爱听到这样的话语。
I'm a beginner on this journey.
我在这个生命旅程上是一个是刚刚开始。
I don't think he knew this verse.
我觉得他不知道这段经文。
But he was sharing in his heart.
但是他的内心，他是用他的内心在分享。
That he's going to keep walking in this newness of life.
他会在这个新的生命里继续行走。
And so, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们。
May I just encourage you today?
所以今天我希望能够鼓励大家。
As we think about now why and the meaning of our baptisms.
当我们在思考这个敬礼的意义的时候。
That all of us who have been saved.
我们当中所有被已经得救的人。
Oh yeah, you're gonna go through your ups and downs.
你在你的生命里有起伏。
Oh yeah, you're gonna veer off the path that God has for you a lot.
你有时候也会偏离了神给你准备的轨道。
And if you're like me, sometimes we veer off really far.
就像我一样，有时候可能偏离的非常的远。
But you know what? We are on the path that God has called for us.
但是我知道我们都在神所给我们的这条道路上。
And God will always, with love and mercy and grace, bring us back to where He wants us to be.
神总是会通过他的大爱和他的怜悯把我们带回来的。
God's not scolding you.
神不会责备你。
You should be on the path.
他不会这样责备你说你一定要在这条正道上走。
Why are you always like this?
那你为什么要这样子呢？
No, that's not God's voice.
神不会这样责备你。
I shared in Sunday school this morning.
我今天早上在我们的主日学这样分享。
That Mimi was sharing about her son Marcus.
那 Mimi 在和我们讲她的儿子 Marcus.
That Marcus is how old? 3 years old now? Four.
他的大儿子 Marcus 四岁。
And she says, "Oh, sometimes Marcus comes up to me, and you could hear Mimi's voice and say." Mommy, I love you.
他说有时候Marcus 来到咪咪的面前，就跟他说：“妈妈，我爱你。”
And she was telling us how proud and how happy she is to see Marcus grow.
那咪咪看着 Marcus 的成长，就觉得非常的内心非常的开心。
And that even sometimes Marcus makes a mistake.
但是有时候 Marcus 也犯一些错误。
He makes a big mess.
他把家里弄得一团糟糕。
And Marcus knows that he made a mistake.
Marcus 也知道他犯了错。
And he might think that mommy's really mad at him.
他或许会觉得妈妈这次肯定对他非常。
And that mommy's ready to condemn him.
所以妈妈这次肯定要责备我。
But Mimi says she never condemns her son.
所以 Mimi 也跟他儿子说，我永远不会责备你。
She says, "Oh, it's okay, Marcus. Let's learn from this."
他跟 Marcus 说没有关系，我们从这里吸取教训。
Oh, mommy's here to help you clean up your mess.
妈妈在这里会帮助你，帮助你。
Mommy will help you learn from this.
妈妈会帮助你从这里吸取教训。
Because mommy wants you to grow.
因为妈妈希望你成长。
Brothers and sisters.
兄弟姐妹们。
Even when we've gone off the path.
甚至我们有时候偏离了神给我们的准备的轨道。
God is not going to condemn you.
神不会责备你。
God wants you to grow.
神希望你能够成长。
And He's there to help you grow.
神在那边会帮助你。
Because He loves you more than Mimi loves her son.
神爱你的程度比你父母爱你更多。
So when you're off track, And you know you're supposed to walk in the newness of life, but sometimes you're walking in the oldness of life.
你知道你应该在新的生命里行走的，但是有时候你的老我又出来了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
God loves you more than Mimi loves Marcus, okay?
神爱你比你的比你的妈妈更爱你。
He's there to help you walk in the newness of life.
神会在那里帮助我们在新的生命里行走。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告
Father,
父啊
we thank you that you are our heavenly Father.
我们感谢你，你是我们的天父。
We thank you that sometimes when we think we are hearing your words of condemnation,
我们感谢你，因为有时候我们知道听到你的责备的话语。
Actually, that's not your words.
但是我们知道这也不是，其实这不是你的话语。
Someone else is trying to condemn us.
我们知道是其他人在责备我们。
And it's not you.
你并不是你在责备我们。
But Father, we know.
但是神父啊我们知道
that just as your grace has given us new life
就像你的恩典给了我们的新的生命
your grace will help us walk in the newness of life
你的恩典也会帮助我们在新生命里行走
Oh Father, I know you are there to correct us. We know that
父亲我父啊我们知道你在这你会那你会帮助我们
but never to feel ashamed
但是不永远不会让我们蒙羞
Oh Father, help usThose of us who have genuine faith.
帮助我们那些有真正信靠你的人。
If we need to get baptized, Lord, get us in that water.
如果我们需要接受这个浸礼，我们会进到那个水里去接受浸礼。
And for those of us who are older in our faith.
对那些我们在信心上已久的人。
And we might feel that we're not walking in a newness of life, but we're walking in an oldness of life.
或许我们会感觉到我们没有在新的生命里行走，而是在老我里。
Lord, by your grace, would you help us walk in the newness of abundant living in Jesus?
神啊，通过你的恩典，让我们在新生命里行走。
We thank you, God.
我们感谢你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.